We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, charitable viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. For all Astra and Hotbird viewers, Supreme Master Television has changed transponders. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new transponders, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Astra at 19.2 degrees east, transponder 1068, frequency 11778, polarization vertical, symbol rate 27500, FVC 3 over 4, Hotbird at 13 degrees east, transponder 92, frequency 12558, polarization vertical, symbol rate 27500, FVC 3 over 4. Please refer to suprememastertv.com/satellite. We will cease to air on the old Astra and Hotbird transponders starting September 1st, 2011. After this date, Supreme Master Television will air only on the new transponders. So please tune in to Supreme Master Television on the new Astra and Hotbird transponders at your earliest convenience. Our usual worldwide satellite coverage is in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besikom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Nkongsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachita, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachita TV. In Ubate, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vesión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabolica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arbarizadora. Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera. Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in Tike Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi province, channel 71 on Ratchaburi cable TV. In Ampoa Boyai, channel 70 on Boyai cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, channel 30 on Recam cable network. And in Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the Independence Day of Kyrgyzstan, Malaysia, and Trinidad and Tobago is celebrated. In community news, an honest American man returned $16,000 found at his bank. In eco news, a United Kingdom community works toward a greener future. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 31st, is the birthday of the Prime Minister of Macedonia, His Excellency Nikola Gruevski, born in 1970 in Skopje, Macedonia. Priorities of Prime Minister Gruevski include economic growth and enhanced education, especially in the information technology sector. His Excellency is also working towards the acceptance of Macedonia into the European Union, as well as efforts for increased peace and security. Our sincere appreciation, Your Excellency Nikola Gruevski, for your commitment to Macedonia and your fellow citizens. We respectfully wish you a joyous birthday with cherished ones. As we celebrate Supreme Master Television's upcoming 5th anniversary on Wednesday, September 7th, we are honored to present well wishes from dignitaries, celebrities, and friends throughout this edition of Noteworthy News. Thank you, global viewers, for your love and encouragement.
Supreme Master ni mede lo bonu wi wa ton le bije cheji bo mo ko meton dodo e weni lo jime kan li le o me dona sayanu ye a me ka dona wu ye a lo novi novi we me bi kwini mo ko me ne o e he me yi fi gege e zon lo bo ai ku gba en lo me na si ku mle gan poison ka pe o ni sin jodo ya ya mo a me na dogbe nu Supreme Master shin hai desu lo bo da zo wa we ro Supreme Master Television jile mi ku da wa jije mi ku do kwe.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News from South Korea. On August 8th and 9th, Typhoon Marifa drenched Chola and Gyeongsang provinces with torrential rains, claiming at least 6 lives. More than 1,320 residents were displaced, with over 150 homes and buildings inundated or destroyed. In addition to the damage inflicted to infrastructure like roads and bridges, nearly 24,000 hectares of agricultural lands were affected, and over 650 greenhouses submerged, with some officials linking the disaster to human activities.
가축 사육이라든가 그 목장 같은 거 그런 게 지저분하다 보니까 산림이라든가 그런 것을 많이 훼손됐기 때문에 이런 그 피해가 오지 않나 하는 생각도 가져봅니다.
Conveying all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai asked that our nearby association members please go aid the most desperate, saying emergency funds would be available if needed. Our association members from Jeonju Center visited worst-hit Songnap City, where they consulted with a local official and were requested to go to Nongsudong District to help in the restoration work there.
이 저 농소동 지역에서는 하층 제방이 좀 많이 유출됐고 식친수가 이점이 한 44가구 산사태가 한 20여곡에 해서 엄청난 일이 필요하겠고요.
On August 13th, 20 of our association members from across the nation joined the relief work. Guided by an officer, they visited watermelon farmers whose low-lying greenhouses had been submerged and helped to clean up the rotted fruit.
단 무릎까지 차버려가지고 순식간에 차버렸기 때문에 수박이 그냥 이렇게 순간적으로 이렇게 다 썩어버렸습니다.
고맙다고 생각하고 저희도 일같이 일을 해주니까 더 어떻게 뭐라고 말씀드릴 수 없습니다.
The relief team then went to the houses destroyed by the typhoon to help clear the debris and assist storm victims in cleaning household items and clothing that had been dirty by mudslides.
위험하게 물이 다 차버려서 집이 침수가 되어서 피하게 되었습니다. 그래가지고 아들네 집에 가서 자고 어떻게 해야 할 줄을 모르고 지금 이렇게 방심하고 있습니다. 참 여기에서 나오신 분들은 참 내일이다 하고 막 하시는 게 너무나 제 마음으로 고마웠고 감사를 느끼고 있습니다.
Throughout the relief endeavors, our association members gave each person Supreme Master Ching Hai's book, From Crisis to Peace, so they could know more about the organic vegan solution to such disasters. The victims were touched by her care, as well as the relief team's diligent volunteer work, with local officials also expressing their gratitude.
칭하이 무상사 국제협회에서 도움을 주셔서 대단히 감사합니다.
We join in thankfulness for Supreme Master Ching Hai's wholehearted aid to the typhoon hit and for the assistance of our association's relief team. May humanity striving to more lovingly care for the earth help alleviate disasters such as these.
Dozens feared dead in eastern Uganda landslides. At least 24 people, including a local chief and a number of children, perished to landslides following heavy rainfall in Bulambuli district on Monday, August 29th, with some 30 others missing. Bringing torrents of mud, the landslides also engulfed homes in Sisiyi and Buluganya sub-counties. The government sent excavators to help the Ugandan Red Cross and local volunteers who had been working frantically with sticks, hoes, and spades to reach survivors, two of whom sadly perished after being rescued from the rubble. The rains have also cut off several roads in the region. Minister of State for Relief and Disaster Preparedness, Musa Echueru, reported that the government would meet all burial expenses, with plans as well to relocate residents in vulnerable areas as more cracks were visible in the mountain.
Expressing her love and sorrowful prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members please consult with local officials or the Red Cross to see what assistance is needed and to go, if possible, to render comfort to the bereaved and affected. She added that emergency funds would be provided as required.
Our appreciation, Ugandan Red Cross, all officials, personnel, and individuals working to save lives, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her wholehearted concern. We pray that such tragic situations may soon be a thing of the past through our concerted efforts toward kinder stewardship of the ecosphere.
Hurricane Irene floods northeastern U.S. and heads into Canada. As of Tuesday, August 30th, cleanup efforts had begun in several eastern states after Hurricane Irene claimed at least 44 lives as the storm moved from North Carolina northward to Vermont. With trees toppled by rain and high-speed winds, many rivers and streams swelled to dangerous levels or actually overflowed their banks. More than 5 million people were affected by power outages that utility companies said might take weeks to restore, while countless roads were rendered impassable as bridges and entire sections of highway were washed out. In the state of New Jersey, floodwaters forced the closure of major highways, including the New Jersey Turnpike, following an unprecedented evacuation and public transportation shutdown in New York City. Many services had resumed by Tuesday.
However, other locations in the state, such as the town of Prattsville, were completely washed away, with hundreds of residents fleeing to emergency shelters. Vermont was also particularly hard hit as the storm brought the worst flooding in more than 80 years. Entire communities were inundated, with scores of people stranded as over 260 roads and bridges were damaged or destroyed, including several of the state's historic and irreplaceable covered bridges. Further north, Canada's Quebec province was also impacted as powerful rains triggered heavy floods, with one person missing after landslides engulfed two cars and swept away part of a roadway into the Yamaska River.
Upon first knowing of Hurricane Irene's devastating effects, Supreme Master Ching Hai had asked that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if help is needed and to go, if possible, to render aid to the most desperate. Conveying all her love and prayers, she added that emergency funds are available.
Our appreciation, all officials and personnel working to assist the storm-stricken, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her detailed concern, wishing all those affected a swift resuming of their regular daily lives, as we pray that such extreme conditions are averted, through humanity's greater consideration for all beings as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Thank you. 沙洞雍崖脚松núi cùng đàn con bé dạy ta tâm hồ bơi sâu nước túc theo sau mẹhạt đầu phụng phận mới xin làm sao ôi ngô thóc nhớ người ngày ngày vui thảnh thơi nước nguồn già cây mát cỏ xanh và gió dao chớp loạn tiên thế chìm máu loạn ôi con thơ ở lại mẹ đã nát tan ai thương giùm con tôi đừng giết chúng
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet.
Day 511.
Be vegan, Supreme Master Qinghai.
New Prime Minister for Japan. In a vote on Monday, August 29th, Yoshihiko Noda was selected as the head of the ruling Democratic Party of Japan, with a formal balloting cast the following day in both houses of the National Assembly that led to his official election as the country's next Prime Minister. Speaking later, the former Finance Minister, who is now Premier-elect, urged lawmakers to work diligently together on behalf of fellow citizens as the best way to overcome the country's current economic and post-disaster recovery challenges. Our respectful congratulations, Prime Minister-elect Yoshihiko Noda, for your new post. May your leadership serve the highest goals of the Japanese people as we pray for your nation's fully restored health and happiness.
Save our planet. On August 29, 2011, Malaysia's Tourism, Culture and Environment Minister, Masidi Manjun, announced Sabah State's plans to impose a complete ban on shark fishing in an effort to protect the rich biodiversity in the waters around Borneo Island.
Save our planet. Brazil's energy research company reports that 44 wind farm developers in August 2011 agreed to deliver electricity at a lower cost than energy generated by natural gas, making this sustainable source of energy the most cost-effective electricity in the country.
Save our planet. In August 29, 2011, United Nations report states that people in Indonesia's West Timor district and neighboring areas, historically among the nation's driest, are now suffering from worsening food insecurity due to ongoing deforestation that has led to extreme weather fluctuations such as torrential rains and catastrophic flooding.
Warning news saying that smoking kills 40,000 people in the country each year, three times more than those who perish in traffic accidents. Alexis or Vietnamese, Deputy Health Minister Nguyen Thi Suyen, stated during an August 22, 2011 seminar that the government is working on new laws to protect public health from this harmful substance.
Einsie the Squirrel, one of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. I'm eating well with a nutritious diet of plant foods. Today I have a tip about caring for your guinea pig friend. If you notice your little companion developing a skin rash, you can try changing the type of bedding used. If it improves, it could have been an allergy to the other material. Some common allergens for guinea pigs include cedar shavings and pine bedding. Many thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for watching, and here's the weather around the world.
Cultural news, today is the Independence Day of Kyrgyzstan, Malaysia, and Trinidad and Tobago. Situated in Central Asia, Kyrgyzstan commemorates its autonomy achieved in 1991. The scenic Suleiman II Sacred Mountain, in the southern part of the country, contains numerous places of ancient worship and is a United Nations World Heritage Site. Malaysia observes its self-rule gained in 1957. Gunung Mulu National Park, in this Southeast Asian land, is the largest known cave chamber in the world, and is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. In 1962, the Caribbean nation of Trinidad and Tobago attained its sovereignty. The Tobago Forest Reserve is one of the oldest forest reserves in the Western Hemisphere. We wish the people of Kyrgyzstan, Malaysia, and Trinidad and Tobago a wonderful Independence Day.
In community news, an honest man returns $16,000 found at his bank. When Mr. Tahel Dojange, a Turlock, California, USA business owner, was making an after-hours cash deposit, he saw a bundle of money in the drop box. It had a slip around it saying $16,000. Since the bank was closed, Mr. Dojange kept the money in his home overnight. The next morning, he brought it to the bank. He said there was never any doubt in his mind about what was the correct action to take. Mr. Dojange credits his parents and Sikh religion with teaching him the virtues of honesty and hard work. Bravo, Mr. Tahel Dojange, on your exemplary moral principles and behavior. May you be graced with many more years of happiness and health.
For his noble deed, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Mr. Tahel Dojange with the Shining World Honesty Award.
Up next, a noteworthy news. Transition Town Kingston raises the benefits of carbon-free transportation. We'll take a God contemplative walk and be right back. Stay tuned for more pleasant news here on Supreme Master Television.
Certificate of Special Congressional Recognition presented to Supreme Master Television, celebrating its 5th anniversary. And in recognition of outstanding and invaluable service to the community, Barbara Lee.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, charming news for a delightful world. In Eco News, a United Kingdom community works toward a greener future. Transition Town Kingston, an environmental initiative led by residents of Kingston-upon-Thames, raised awareness about the benefits of carbon-free transportation as a way to cope with climate change and declining oil supplies. It involved a timed trial of different modes of traveling, from skateboarding to bicycling to pushing a BMW car with the engine switched off, to see which is the fastest. Ms. Hilary Gander of Transition Town Kingston organized the gathering.
And we're making the point that a zero carbon future is possible, and indeed pleasant.
Well, we hope we're going to get people thinking about using self-propelled transport, getting around ways that you can actually get around quite quickly without having to burn fuel to get there. And of course it's very convenient. There's a lot of benefits from zero carbon transport, not to mention the health aspect.
This project helped to promote the UK's Zero Carbon Britain 2030, which is a vision of a sustainable future free from fossil fuels within 20 years. Our hats off to you, Miss Hilary Gander and Transition Town Kingston, for this fun idea to encourage cleaner ways of transportation for a healthier tomorrow. May we all choose eco-friendly practices, including the low-emission, plant-saving, vegan diet.
Time to share some laughter with a joke told in Cantonese entitled Foreman's Instructions.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on the 83-year young yoga star Bette Kalman on Vegetarian Elite. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Wow! Viewer from Egypt.
Fantastic! Viewer from the United Kingdom.
Inspiring and lovely lady. Thank you for sharing. Viewer from the United States.
Vibrant viewers, it is great to hear from you. Through her plant-based diet and yoga meditation practice, the beautiful Bette Kalman remains ever young and energetic. With all our best wishes and divine blessings to you and the kind-hearted people of Egypt, the United Kingdom, and the United States for celestial joy and tranquility.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May God's love and glory be your inner treasure.
Dear friends, I'm writing to welcome you to Supreme Master Television's 5th anniversary. I couldn't think of a more appropriate way to highlight the goals of the network, to bring the values of peace, love, and forgiveness. I commend Supreme Master Television for its dedication to the spiritual well-being of the people of California. I thank you for joining me today, and I hope to see you here again in the years to come. Sincerely, Senator Leland Y.E., Ph.D., California State Senate.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
A rock carving discovered on the side of Dahe Mountain in China's Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region with images of domed houses, humans, and a meteor falling from the sky is said attributed by archaeologists to the Hongshan culture who lived there some 5,000 years ago.
An Egypt Air flight lifts off from Cairo with passengers to Iraq as the airline resumes service to the country for the first time in 21 years, with an initial 4 flights to Baghdad and 3 to Erbil scheduled weekly.
Thanks to a $2 million donation from Saudi Arabia and the on-site assistance of the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, 8 new health centers are opened in Pakistan, the most recent being constructed to serve residents in the remote mountainous Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province.
Switzerland-based International Organization for Migration charters the second of three ships to evacuate a total of 850 stranded migrants and displaced Libyans from Tripoli, transferring them to the Egyptian border for further help in seeking asylum or returning to their home countries.
Reaffirming his commitment to national unity, Bahrain's King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa pardoned certain protesters while pledging to transfer most citizens' cases from military trials to civilian courts, as he also reinstates previously expelled students and calls for employees to be returned to their jobs.
After being awakened to smoke in his apartment, Nick Salazar of Chicago, USA, accompanies another resident to a first-floor unit in the building, where both break down the door to save the life of a neighbor, who was later hospitalized with serious burns but is in stable condition.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.